This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to get some insight here. And, Blake, it's good to have you on the show. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're bringing you all the different angles as this is going to be a top five matchup in Austin. Austin is going to be buzzing. I want to ask you about this defense. Number one in the nation in total defense and scoring defense. That is where I think a lot of people underestimate Texas. Talk about the personnel and why you think this defense has been so good.
Yeah, man. In fact, I just tweeted out before I got on the show here, Texas right now with an 87.1% stop rate, which means their opponents are, you know, 87.1% of their drives are resulting in 0 points. I mean, it's absolutely insane. And really, I think it comes down to the defensive line play more than anything. Linebacker play has also been great. I guess the whole front seven, you could say, but they're applying pressure. They're getting to the quarterback. Great pass rushers, especially young Colin Simmons. They're putting him in what they call their NASCAR package and just kind of letting him get to the quarterback as quickly as possible. But, I mean, it's not just him. Guys like Alfred Collins, Baron Sorrell, Vernon Broughton is a guy that's made himself a lot of money, the defensive tackle this year, in my opinion. He's really improved. Ethan Burke. You take them with Anthony Hill. Leona LaFau is another linebacker that Texas has seen really come on strong these last couple of games. And then, you know, you mix that with a pretty dang good secondary, and you got a recipe for success there.
Speaking of the secondary, Blake, talk about the Georgia Bulldogs really airing it out. I didn't like the game plan against Alabama. They kind of got into a shooting match. But Carson Beck's throwing for like 400 yards every time out. How is the Texas secondary, because this is arguably the best pass, I mean, hands down, the best passing offense the Longhorns have seen all season. How are they going to do it?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I don't think there's any denying that. The bad news for Texas, last week they lost one of their major contributors, Derek Williams, young safety. He's out for the year. So, you know, that was definitely one of the bad outcomes of last weekend. But honestly, I think the biggest question is guys like Jahdae Barron, Jalen Gilbo, even, you know, Malik Muhammad, are they going to be quick enough to keep up with Georgia's wide receivers? And Longhorn fans aren't going to want to hear this, but I wouldn't be surprised if someone gets burnt over the top. I mean, Georgia has a lot of speed. We haven't really seen it much this year, if at all. But as you said, Georgia with a great offense and definitely going to be their toughest test of the season up to this point.
No doubt about it. We're talking with Blake Monroe, host for Texas football, as we talk about this big matchup on Saturday. Sark and certainly Kirby Smart know each other. They both at different times were at Bama and worked under Saban. And I'm curious, you know, I've talked about this here, how Sark has brought that SEC mentality to Texas even before Texas joined the SEC. Talk a little bit about that and the recruiting aspect of it and how he's tried to build this team.
Yeah, I mean, for the longest, especially under Tom Herman, you know, who was the coach before Sark, it seemed like line play, specifically offensive line play, wasn't really, you know, something that they focus on. I mean, obviously they recruited players there, but Sark, since he's came in and just basically rebuilt that entire line on both sides of the ball. As you said, even going back before SEC play in the Big 12, they had, you know, the biggest offensive defensive lines. And, I mean, that to me, that has been the most refreshing change out of all of it. Big guys there, athletic guys, big humans, like Kyle Flood likes to say, the offensive line coach. And I think that's helped Texas more than anything.
I forget, the writer that we had on a few weeks ago was talking about being up at Michigan, and was talking about you know, the players that they've seen come in. They said, man, you should have seen Texas. So to obviously to jive with your point, man, they do have some dudes, man. The recruiting's been insane. Talking with Blake Monroe, guys. It's Blake Monroe, OTF, on Twitter, too, by the way. the vibe, you know, it's Formula One weekend. I've been in Austin for F1, never been to a game at Darrell Royal Stadium. But what is the energy like? How much hype is like this right now in the capital city?
Oh man, it's, the excitement is through the roof. I was actually thinking a little bit earlier today, you know, what's been the most recent game that's had this much hype around it? Especially, you know, College Game Day is going to be there. I mean, F1, as you said. So it's just a huge weekend in Austin in general. And I know Alabama was here a couple of years ago, but I would say it's even bigger than that. I was thinking back probably 2006 against Ohio State when they were ranked number one, and I believe Texas number two at the time, is going to be the last time that it was, you know, just this much hype, a game of this magnitude for the Longhorns.
Yeah, I was at that game. Texas lost. I totally agree with you as far as the hype surrounding it. All right, so let's talk about Quinn Ewers, because here's the elephant in the room, right? He looked a little rusty last week, and then he got things going. So what can we expect this week trying to, you know, move the ball against this Georgia defense, which has been vulnerable? At least it was last week against Miss State, but there have been times. We saw it against Alabama. I don't know how Sark attempts to attack Georgia, but tell me about yours and what you think.
Yeah, so as you said, he came back last week, you know, fresh off injury. Arch Manning had been filling in. And, I mean, honestly, you look at he was rusty, definitely rusty. Went 20 of 29 for 199 yards. Touchdown and interception, and then a touchdown on the ground as well, which is pretty good, but not the Quinn Ewers that Texas fans, you know, saw at the beginning of the year. And I really think that's what this game is going to come down to, is quarterback play for both teams. But is Ewers going to look like he did last week against Oklahoma, or is he going to look like he did against Michigan, where he's just lights out, you know, in normal form that Texas fans got to see those first few weeks? So we'll have to see what happens. I mean, you hope that he shakes that rust off against OU and, you know, he gets back into that. But, hey, you never know. We'll have to see. But I definitely think that, and then, you know, the line play is going to be the two keys to this game for sure.
Wrapping up with the Blake Monroe guys talking about the Texas Longhorns. If you were Mike Bobo and you were calling the Georgia game plan, how would you attack that Texas defense? Would you run the ball, set up play action? I know that sounds like oversimplification. How would you play it?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you kind of nailed it there. And I alluded to it a little bit ago. Georgia with their fast wide receivers, I really do feel like Texas DBs are going to be tested. You know, get them biting on some play action, burn them over the top. I mean, that would definitely be my game plan, because, you know, Texas has faced some decent opponents for sure, but not the athleticism, not the speed that Georgia is going to be bringing to the table on Saturday.
Totally agree. It should be a great game. And, Blake, we look forward to it, man. Appreciate you stopping by, talking a little bit about this game and the hype surrounding it. Take care, man, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.